With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Humanitarian aid for Gaza is slowly beginning to move, even as a U.S.-built pier awaits reconnection due to bad weather.
Millions of pounds in aid had been piled up at a United States-built pier off Gaza's coast, and it will now be distributed to warehouses in the besieged territory. It's an important step as the U.S. considers whether to reconnect the pier, whose functioning has been challenged by heavy seas. It's not clear when the aid might reach Palestinians in Gaza, where experts have warned of a high risk of famine in the war between Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, the U.S. has presented new language to intermediaries in Egypt and Qatar aimed at trying to jumpstart stalled Israel-Hamas ceasefire negotiations. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports on a new Supreme Court ruling on homeless camping bans.
This ruling comes as more and more people in the nation have no permanent place to live. The High Court's 6-3 decision reversed a ruling by a San Francisco-based appeals court that found outdoor sleeping bans amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Some leaders in Western states had argued that outdoor camps were poking onto sidewalks and other public spaces. Homeless advocates, on the other hand, said allowing cities to punish people who need a place to sleep would criminalize homelessness and make the crisis worse. Reading from the bench in a dissent to the high court decision, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is looking to recapture his mojo and reassure donors that he's fully up to the challenge of beating Donald Trump. The 81-year-old's troubling performance at the first presidential debate Thursday night rattled many Democrats. Biden's meandering answers and struggles to respond to Trump prompted the New York Times editorial board to declare Friday that he should exit the race. This is SRN News. Israelis are seeking the gospel. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% of incidents last year, with well over half the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIA's group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany last year, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks. You're listening to SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Democrats in California have agreed to delay a minimum wage increase.
The move is to help balance the budget. Healthcare workers were supposed to see a raise on July 1st. Now their pay will increase on October 15th if state revenues in the first 3 months of the fiscal year are 3% above expectations. If that doesn't happen, the increase would start in January. The delay is part of an agreement to close an estimated $46.8 billion budget deficit this year. Lawmakers will likely vote on the budget proposal next week. John Scott reporting.
Families of the 346 people who died in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners are waiting to hear if the Justice Department will prosecute the U.S. aerospace company. In both the October 2018 crash in Indonesia and the March 2019 crash in Ethiopia, software pitched the plane's nose down based on faulty readings from a single sensor. Boeing avoided a trial when prosecutors approved an agreement. This is SRN News.